Medjugorje Messages, 1990 to 1994. Choose God before everything, so that he may work miracles in your life. Therefore, little children, pray and do not permit Satan to work in your life through misunderstandings, the non-understandings and non-acceptance of one another. Pray that you may be able to comprehend the greatness and the beauty of the gift of life. Renounce all the things to which you are attached but which are hurting your spiritual life. God is offering himself to you in fullness, and you can discover and recognize him only in prayer. I want to protect you from everything that Satan offers you and through which he wants to destroy you. God wants to save you and sends you messages through men, nature, and so many things which can only help you to understand that you must change the direction of your life. Pray that you may have the strength to change your life. Decide for God so that you will discover his will in prayer. I invite you to peace. I have come here as Queen of Peace, and I desire to enrich you with my motherly peace. Become carriers and witnesses of my peace in this unpeaceful world. Take with seriousness and put into practice the messages which I am giving you. Dear children, I am protecting you before the Heavenly Father by my own prayers. Dedicate more time to God. Satan is strong and wants to destroy and deceive you in many ways. I am with you and I am protecting you, even though Satan wishes to destroy my plans and to hinder the desires which the Heavenly Father wants to realize here in Medjugorje. Offer up sacrifices and good deeds for peace in the world. Satan is strong and with all his strength desires to destroy the peace which comes from God. Pray in a special way with me for peace. Do not forget to live the messages of peace. Pray for peace. Peace, the Lord of peace, that he may... Pray for peace. Pray to the Lord of peace that he may protect you with his mantle and that he may help you to comprehend the greatness and importance of peace in your hearts. Be reconciled with one another. Satan is strong and desires to destroy not only human life, but also nature and the planet on which you live. Grasp for the rosary. Even the rosary alone can work miracles in the world and in your lives. Distance from God is the fruit of the lack of peace in your hearts. God is only peace. Therefore, approach him with your personal prayer and then live peace in your hearts. And in this way, peace will flow from your hearts like a river into the whole world. Do not talk about peace, but make peace. Decide to give more time to God, who gave you these days of grace. I am with you, and I am grateful to God for every moment spent with you. There are many who think they are doing a lot by talking about the messages, but they do not live them. There are many people who do not desire to understand my messages and to accept with seriousness what I am saying. If you pray, God will help you to discover the true reason for my coming. Pray and read the sacred scriptures so that through my coming you may discover the messages in sacred scripture for you. Renew fasting and prayer in your families. Dear children, I desire you to grasp the seriousness of the situation, and that much of what will happen depends on your prayers, and you are praying a little bit. Begin to pray and fast seriously as in the first days of my coming. I invite you to self-renunciation for 9 days, so that with your help, everything I desire to realize through the secrets I began in Fatima may be fulfilled. I call you, dear children, to now grasp the importance of my coming and the seriousness of the situation. I invite you all to prayer and renunciation, for now as never before, Satan wants to show the world his shameful face by which he wants to seduce as many people as possible onto the way of death and sin. Therefore, dear children, help my Immaculate Heart to triumph in the sinful world. I beseech all of you to offer prayers and sacrifices for my intentions, so I can present them to God for what is most necessary. Forget your desires, dear children, and pray for what God desires, and not for what you desire. October 25th, 1991. Pray, pray, pray. I don't think she said thank you for having responded to my call that day. Pray that from your heart will flow a fountain of love to every person, both to the one who hates you and to the one who despises you. That way you'll be able, through Jesus' love, to overcome all the misery in this world of sorrows, which is without hope for those who do not know Jesus. Your prayers are necessary to me. Put God in the first place in your families so that he may give you peace and may protect you, not only from war, but also in peace protect you from every satanic attack. When God is with you, you have everything, but when you do not want him, then you are miserable and lost, and you do not know on whose side you are. Therefore, dear children, decide for God. Then you will get everything. Pray and seek more time for Jesus, and then you will be able to understand and accept everything, even the most difficult sicknesses and crosses. I am with you, and I desire to take you into my heart and protect you, but you have not yet decided. Pray, my little children, so prayer becomes your daily bread. You get lost easily in material and human things and forget that God is your greatest friend. Therefore, my dear little children, draw close to God so that he may protect you and guard you from every evil. I invite you to change your life because you have taken a path of misery, a path of ruin. When I told you, convert, pray fast, be reconciled, you took these messages superficially. You started to live them, and then you stopped because it was difficult for you. No, dear children, when something is good, you have to persevere in the good and not think, God does not see me, he's not listening, he's not helping. Satan is playing with you and with your souls, and I cannot help you because you are far away from my heart. Therefore, pray and live my messages, and then you will see miracles of God's love in your everyday life. Only by prayer and fasting can war be stopped. Therefore, dear little children, pray, and by your life give witness that you are mine and that you belong to me. Because Satan wishes in these turbulent times to seduce as many souls as possible, therefore I invite you to decide for God, and he will protect you and show you what you should do and which path to take. I invite all those who have said yes to me to renew their consecration to my son Jesus and to his heart and to me so that we can take you more intensely as instruments of peace in this unpeaceful world. Medjugorje is a sign to all of you and a call to pray and live the days of grace that God is giving you. Therefore, dear children, accept the call to prayer with seriousness. I am with you and am suffering, and your suffering is also mine. You are only linked to me in a small way with your few prayers. When trials and problems arise, you say, Oh God, oh Mother, where are you? As for me, I only wait for your yes to present to Jesus, for him to fill you with his grace. Once more, please accept my call and start to pray in a new way until prayer becomes joy for you. Then you will discover that God is all-powerful in your daily life. I am with you and I am waiting for you. Give thanks to God for the grace of my being able to be with you, because I assure you it is a great grace. I love you with my maternal love, and I invite you to open yourselves completely to me so that through each one of you I can convert and save this world, which is full of sin and bad things. I am with you also in these troubled days, during which Satan wishes to destroy all that my son Jesus and I are building. He desires especially to destroy your souls. He wants to take you away as far as possible from the Christian life and from the commandments that the church calls you to live. Satan wishes to destroy everything that is holy in you and around you. Therefore, little children, pray, pray, pray to be able to grasp all that God is giving you through my coming. Satan is strong and wishes to take as many souls as possible as his own. Dear little children, listen and live what I tell you, because it is important for you when I shall not be with you any longer that you remember my words and all that I told you. Without love, you cannot pray. Therefore, I am calling you to love God, the creator of your lives, above everything else. Then you will come to know God and will love him in everything as he loves you. It is a grace that I am with you. Therefore, you should accept and live my messages for your own good. In the whole world, there is a great lack of peace. Do not forget that your life does not belong to you, but is a gift with which you must bring joy to others and lead them to eternal life. May the tenderness of the little Jesus always accompany you. Accept and live my messages with seriousness. You need to decide for God, for peace, and for the good. May every hatred and jealousy disappear from your life and your thoughts, and may there only dwell love for God and for your neighbor. Thus and only thus shall you be able to discern the signs of the times. I am with you and I guide you into a new time, a time which God gives you as grace so you may get to know him more. You cannot say that you're converted because your life must become a daily conversion. In order to understand what you have to do, little children, pray and God will give you what you completely have to do and where you have to change. Pray for peace in your hearts, peace in your families, peace in the whole world, because Satan wants war, wants lack of peace, wants to destroy all which is good. Therefore, dear children, pray, pray, pray. Go into nature and look how nature is awakening, and it will help you to open your hearts to the love of God, your Creator. Each one of you is important in my plan of salvation. God can give you peace only if you convert and pray. Therefore, my dear little children, pray, 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 and do that which the Holy Spirit inspires you. Pray for my intentions. Offer novenas. Make sacrifices. I want your life to be bound to me. I am your mother, little children, and I do not want Satan to deceive you, for he wants to lead you to the wrong way, but he cannot if you do not permit him. Read sacred scripture, live it, and pray to understand the signs of the times. This is a special time, therefore I am with you to draw you close to my heart and the heart of my son Jesus. Do not seek comfort in material things, but rather seek God. I love you and wish to protect you from every evil, but you do not desire it. Dear children, I cannot help you if you do not live God's commandments, if you do not live the Mass, if you do not give up sin. I invite you to be apostles of love and goodness. In this world of unrest, give witness to God and God's love, and God will bless you and give you what you seek from Him. Let little Jesus reign in your hearts, and only then, when God is your friend, will you be happy. It will not be difficult for you either to pray or offer sacrifices or to witness Jesus' greatness in your life, because He will give you the strength and joy in this time. You talk and talk, but do not pray. Therefore, little children, decide for prayer. Only in this way will you be happy, and God will give you what you seek from Him. You must not forget that without prayer you cannot be close to me. In these times, Satan wants to create disorder in your hearts and in your families. Little children, do not give in. You should not allow him to lead you in your life. I beg you, pray, pray, pray. Only through prayer can you defeat evil and protect all that Satan wants to destroy in your lives. I am your mother, and I love you all equally. Become an instrument in my hands for the salvation of the world. If you do not pray, if you are not humble and obedient to the messages which I am giving you, I cannot help you. Rejoice, because God loves you and gives you the possibility to convert every day and to believe more in God the Creator. The more you pray, the more you will be mine and of my son Jesus. Decide to give time patiently for prayer. You cannot say you're mine, that you have experienced conversion through my messages, if you are not ready to give time to God every day. Do not forget that if you do not pray, you are not close to me, nor are you close to the Holy Spirit who leads you along the path to holiness. Pray in a special way, because Satan is strong and wants to destroy hope in your heart. Pray for my intentions. Your prayers are necessary to me. I wish that your hearts be similar to my heart. Therefore, get closer to my Immaculate Heart, and you will discover God.